It's just wonderful to have you here so that you can take in what Lauren has done with the Aspire Dance Academy. And it's going to be a wonderful morning in every way. It reminds me of another scripture. The singers and the dancers shall say, all my fountains are in you. And we'll see a bit of that this morning as they offer that to the Lord and before us. And we can join in with that where we are. I want to share with you a few things this morning about Joseph, who usually is on the margins in the Christmas story, but we can take a few minutes to look at him today. And I want to open up with a selection from this book called New Testament Hospitality. My New Testament professor wrote it. I learned an awful lot from him, and this book was one of the ones that I've learned quite a bit from. Although he published it after I left seminary, I still kept reading, you know, and keeping up with it. And New Testament hospitality, by the way, it is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It is something that God gives. And I believe it to be something very deep and rich in this particular congregation, as well as in the culture in this area. But one of the things that has been marked in my few months here is that experience of very rich hospitality that most people experience when they come into this congregation. And we're going to be looking at how that operates, how God uses that, how God builds people to come closer to Him, restores them to what they were called to be. We're going to look at all of that starting in January, the first Sunday of January for a little bit. And I'll be using a lot out of New Testament hospitality as well as other things as well. But I want to open up a little bit this morning with this story, this paragraph here that my New Testament professor John Koenig wrote when he was a student. He was in Atlanta and he was on duty overnight on a weekend as the chaplain. They often put seminary students into that kind of situation. You're in the hospital, go to see emergencies and all that. So he writes this: entering the duty chaplain's office, I found an elderly black man making himself at home. Seated on one of the two chairs next to the desk, he had propped up his feet on the other. As chaplain on call that Friday night, I had hoped to use this office now and then for private sanctuary, safe from the chaos of the emergency room and trauma wards. But not now, it seemed. The man said he was a minister, waiting to perform a wedding in the hospital chapel next door. He explained that neither the bride nor the groom had showed up yet. Maybe, I thought to myself. But how could I know if he was telling the truth? Lots of strange folks wandered about here, especially on the weekends. Just 2 weeks before, in the same office, I had found myself trying to humor an armed man spaced out on drugs. But this person was clearly different, more at ease with himself and with me. We talked easily from the start about summer weather and the imponderables of wedding ceremonies. Gradually, I dropped my guard. By the way, I said, I'm John Koenig. I don't think I caught your name. Nice to meet you, John, he responded. I am Martin King. There was silence for a moment, while a part of me turned inside out. I had thought this man was invading my territory. Now I felt more like a guest than a host. What happened, among other things, with my New Testament professor on that particular evening was that God was creating within him a new capacity for hospitality. He also recognized Martin Luther King after that whenever he saw him on TV and that sort of thing. But there was that deep, rich capacity that had not been there before, which now came in on that particular moment. That is how God does things within us. When he speaks, however he chooses to speak, there is a new capacity that's born within us that was not there before, that he creates simply by hearing his word in whatever way it comes to life within us. And that's what we see in Joseph. Joseph was a man who was very upright, followed all the details of the scriptures in his life as far as we can tell, and wanted to do the right thing. But God came along and gave him a new thing to do by a certain particular means. And that's what I admire greatly about Joseph. It's one of the things that we see here in this story where Joseph is kind of the center for these few verses. And the setting, as you will recall, is this. Here's Mary. He's engaged to her. Engagement in that culture was a very different kind of thing than it is today. It was a legal arrangement. The only way you could get out of an engagement was by being divorced. You had to go through a legal step to get out of an engagement. Unlike us, where you any traumatic event will do to get out of it if you need to. Here, in this case, it was very legal. So Joseph and Mary, there they are, they're engaged, and I don't know if you could picture it, but one night they're talking, and Joseph notices that Mary's pregnant. I don't know if you can picture it, but there they are. And finally Joseph says, the Holy Spirit. I don't know how you would be, but I would be thinking, if my fiance said, I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit, I just don't know. But he goes along. He goes along. He had every right in that culture and under those laws to just put her out of the house. Just out you go. And a woman in that culture who had been accused of that sort of thing would have had absolutely nothing. The only option for her would have been absolute, abject poverty. And that's where she would have been. And he knew that. But he wanted to do the right thing. And as the scripture said that we just read, he wanted to divorce her quietly. So he didn't want her to have any of that kind of situation. He wanted her to be in the position where she could marry somebody else a little bit down the road, and she would not be in poverty. She'd be taken care of for the rest of her life. That's what he wanted to see, because that's the kind of man he was. He wanted to do the right thing. That night, as the scripture tells us, an angel appears to him in a dream and says, wait a minute. Don't be afraid here. Take Mary as your wife. He had not thought of that as a possibility. That had never entered his mind as one option in this situation. He had felt instead he had needed to do the right thing by her so she could come along and be all right later in life. But God gave him a new thing. Now, if we take a look at this, this is what we'll see. The right thing, which Joseph was ready to do, is never going to be the wrong thing. You probably already knew that anyway. But the right thing is never going to be the wrong thing. God, however, when he gives you a new thing, it will never negate the right thing. Even if it feels like it. The new thing will never be the wrong thing when it's from God. The new thing here included everything that Joseph wanted, plus what God wanted. What Joseph wanted was for Mary to be in a good situation. What God wanted was for Jesus to come through this family. When Joseph embraced the new thing, he got the right thing and the new thing all at the same time. Mary was going to be in a family and be well taken care of for the rest of her life. Jesus was going to come through this family, which is the way that all prophecy about him was fulfilled. Over 300 prophecies, many of them around this family with Joseph. All that God wanted was going to be fulfilled. And they were going to be able to move forward in a way that they had not figured they would be able to move ahead before. I mean, not only was Joseph probably a bit thinking, oh, I don't know about this one, but Mary was thinking, I don't know how I'm going to tell him this. Until God said the new thing and created a new capacity for what he desires. That's where the hope of the return of Jesus breaks into our life today, even at this moment. There may be situations that you are thinking of or experiencing right at this moment where you want to do the right thing, but it's not going to work out as well as you thought. And then somewhere deep within your soul, somewhere from eternity, breaking into now, is the voice of the Lord in some manner proclaiming a new thing that will happen in your life. A new way for that to move ahead. Whatever it may be, it'll be new because it'll be from God. And we may not perceive it until that starts breaking in. Now, some of us may be like Joseph, who is a good man, wants to do the right thing, but needs a huge angel to appear to him before he starts paying attention to God. You may not need quite that much. In fact, God may be breaking in right at this moment. There may be some thoughts going through your mind, some memories that are coming up, something that's happening, kind of stirring within, and that is the Spirit of God beginning to speak something new into you so that a new capacity comes, a new way to stand up, a new way to face what you're afraid to face, a new way to move ahead into the dreams you thought would never occur in your life, a new way to face all the things that you've always wanted but never had the courage to step into. That's a new capacity that's coming. Now, earlier this morning, as I was reading the scriptures, and to be, I don't want to sound too pious, and to keep coffee from dribbling down my front as I was doing that, okay? But as I'm reading the scriptures, this verse just hit me between the eyes. The voice of the Lord causes the deer to give birth. From Psalm 29. The deer are the ones who are open, the symbol for the ones who are open to the presence of the Lord and are worshiping and receiving teaching and moving along in the right way. And when all those disciplines that we practice of worship and Bible reading and prayer, wild singing, whatever it may be, that is a discipline for you to connect to the Lord, when through those disciplines the voice of the Lord breaks through, that which is new, which you've been carrying around in your soul, which you have thought about and been thirsty for and wanted to see, it comes forth. It starts breaking through. Now, I know some of you have had babies. You can't hide that, some of you, this morning. You just can't. I know you have. And you will recall, probably, when a baby is born, it's not full grown. Thank you, Jesus. Right. The new thing will come, and it'll be small. It will need a lot of attention from you. You will need a lot from God for it to come forward, but there is a new capacity. And as you have discovered, those of you who have had children, the first child means life as you've known it up to that point is over. Something completely different has now started. And if there's a second child, it's just not adding another child. No, it's life as you knew it with one child up to that point is now over, and you're moving into something else. Everything that's new increases your capacity for the life that God is pouring into you. Now, that's what we'll see this morning as the dancers come forward with a interpretation of O Come Emmanuel. That's what we'll see here at St. Francis next year as we go into what hospitality is, how God restores the desire for hospitality, for new things to keep coming forward and growing and becoming all that God desires for them to be. And this morning, some of you may actually be able to to grab a hold of what God is speaking to you and give birth to something that you've never seen before but longed for and desired. That just may come. That dream may open up. And this morning, and I know some of you are not Episcopalians, but you're certainly welcome at the table where right after the dance we'll be heading to communion. You're welcome to receive communion this morning. What that is God saying, you are in my family. This is my table. The story of who I am is also the story of who you are. You may not get a strong principle for how to live your life this morning, but you may hear the voice of God say to you, you are my child, and I know who you are, and I know the dreams that you desire, and I'm speaking into you right now so that they will come to birth, and all that you were created to be, I want to see fulfilled. And we're going to pursue that today as we go to the table, and then here at St. Francis, and in the new year, we're going to pursue that even more deeply. And some of you can see that happening, perhaps even right at this moment, in the community, where God may already be at work somewhere or another, one group or another. And that's coming forth a little more today. It may even be born in you today. If it is, this is a place and a fellowship where it can grow into what God desires. And our commitment to those who have something new coming out of their life from God, some new capacity, some new ministry, some new reconciliation, our commitment is to feed it, nurture it, surround you, build you up, encourage you, and release you into it as richly as possible. Because you are his child. Would you please stand?